Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, wellness. We're all waiting. Hopefully sports will start, youth sports will start. But everybody, please stay safe and stay informed. We've got a great doubleheader today. A couple of returning guests. John Ang, he's the executive director of the National Alliance Youth Sports. Since 1981, one of America's leading organizations for youth sports safety, coach education. He's also part of my team of experts for reference, for referral in my new venture, Hey Sports Parents of Sports Doctors In. Coming back also, Matt Dahl. Matt is the creator of one of the most innovative pieces of equipment that I've seen in all my years of sports podiatry, the Sand Dune Stepper, which simulates balancing, walking on the sand. And then we'll have the sports doctors in, a couple emails, and talk more about the new program, Hey Sports Parents of Sports Doctors In. First, let's welcome back John Ang. Welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks, Dr. Bob. Good to be here.
Great. Again, the famous National Alliance of Youth Sports. Give us some background, John, on you, and I'll call it NAYS, right? N-A-Y-S.
Sure.
Famous letter.
Yeah, NAYS sounds good. That seems what everybody ends up calling us, NAYS. So the National Alliance for Youth Sports, you mentioned that we've been around since 1981. We started, we're a national nonprofit and started in West Palm Beach, Florida. We're still there today. So this is basically our 40th year in existence. And what we've been doing for all those years, been concentrating on and basically anything that helps the volunteers that are involved with youth sports organization. We started with the coaches and expanded to the parents and the administrators,
right,
whether they happen to be volunteer or professionals. So we do everything we can to help.
Yes. Who founded the group, John?
My dad started the organization in 81. And
yes, he did.
He's been been retired about 5 years now. I've been with the organization since 1988.
Wow. Yes, that 40 years is about as long as I've been also banging around with the same challenges. Let's say youth sports has come a long way, baby.
And
so many different ways. Except now, in some gigantic way, youth sports is a $20 billion a year business. And it is exploded with overkill and overuse and overdue. It's why I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, with the epidemic of youth sports overuse injuries and the tremendous job that NAYS has done in the education, like you mentioned, of the coaches. I snickered a little bit when you said then you went on to the parents, right, which is, you know, one of the biggest challenges. I know that your programs are all over the world. Your programs are in the armed forces, aren't they, in some aspects of youth sports safety?
It sounds funny, but we are actually a government contractor because we provide youth sports training for all the volunteers on all the bases worldwide for all branches of the military. So they are little towns and communities, sometimes not so little, just like you'd see in, you know, over here in America, whether they're in Japan or Germany or Turkey or Korea. They have youth sports programs with U.S. citizens that are playing on those fields, and we help them out with their programs.
You know, and again, the challenge is so many positive things in youth sports. You're one of them, you and your fantastic organization. And yet, because of it becoming such a gigantic industry, and when I talk about the epidemic of overuse injuries, I say it's not only physical, but it's mental. We're all aware of the overzealous parent, the overzealous coach, the craziness that's gone on over the years And it's remarkable how, you know, we're still working on it in order to keep it fun and keep it safe. You know, Little League, I made decades ago, John, Little League woke up one day and said, holy cow, 35-40% of these kids don't want to play. And they found out they didn't want to play because there was too much pressure. There was too much pushing to win and all of these other things. And I think that's why the education of coaches, and you mentioned a key word, you work with volunteers, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, and that's, of course, the huge, huge group. So many of us have grown up, coached our sons in baseball, or I remember when I was coaching also my kids were little in soccer, but, of course, then we didn't even know how many men are on the team or how many members. We were all baseball experts, though, right?
And what you typically see in those situations is the mom or dad that's involved and the most involved is involved with a child who, and they're typically looking out for their own child's best interest. I mean, they're 99 out of 100 times great people that are doing a service for the other people in the community, but just naturally they're looking after their own kid. And generally those kids are tend to be some of the better players on the team and they can handle more, but then they apply those same things that they want about their kids to the other kids on the teams and leave so much up to these, you know, these volunteers who don't have any training on how much activity kids should have and how many times a week they should practice and, you know, who against and all those kinds of things. And it can be really challenging.
Yes, whether they should bring ice with them to the game, whether they should have emergency numbers. You know, one of the great organizations, Team Safe Sports, my friend Steve Horowitz has been on numerous times. I'm sure you guys know about each other's organizations. Ian Goldberg, iSport 360. I've captured all of you guys on the team. But the challenges, again, of if there is an injury and what to do, and the aspect also of how to behave, you know, with parents became and still is to this day. Last year, though, I think there was a fist fight in a baseball game of parents of nine-year-olds. Where the umpire was 13 years old. And all of us know about these stories, again, with all these great things, you know, the question, which is, you know, whose goal is this? You know, everybody doesn't become a scholarship player or let alone a professional player. But we start to see these pressures. The better that boy or girl is, sometimes more the pressure mounts to play injured, to try to push through things. And again, we can't get too much education in all of these different areas. In that international program, didn't you start the kid on golf from the Smart Sport Development Program when you were involved with that side of it?
Yeah, we did. We started both those programs as a result of working with, because typically we work with recreation agencies all around the country, so the Municipal Parks and Rec Department, and seeing what they needed. So those are two programs that we did to start parents and kids off the right way with our Start Smart programs. So not only teaching the kids how to learn the fundamentals of the game at a really early age before they get out into an organized activity, but also indoctrinating those parents into the same ideals that we have and what youth sports should be all about. So you get that opportunity to do it before you throw them on the fields or the courts with the craziness that happens in organized activities.
Yes, a terrific idea. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go over to radio shows, you can go back probably 10 years, give or take a few weeks, see the international, local guests, the authors, doctors, experts in so many different fields. You can listen to whatever you would like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you'll see the endless array of articles we've been involved with one of my major sponsors, Lower Extremity Review. What's the best shoe for your son or daughter? What about specialization? I can't tell you how many guests I get from Twitter. We have over 30,000 followers. And at Sports Doc, great sports medicine, fitness education, wellness education is involved in that, as well as on the LinkedIn area. We're talking, John Ang, the executive director of the National Alliance of Youth Sports, John, what's the best website for people to find out about the group and all of its programs?
You can get all of our information about our programs and our trainings at www.nays.org. So NAYS.org.
Yes, and you know, your great communications director has been on the show with me, Greg Bach. And the gal, is it Katie, who is your head of education?
Kate.
I knew I was.
Kate Nematalahi.
Yes, exactly.
She's got a tough last name.
she does. She is definitely is a challenge. And again, the idea sometimes of who, I remember my poster boy, one of them, Evan Lysacek, grew up in the Naperville, Illinois area, and I put orthotics in his figure skates as a 10-year-old. 12 years later, he was the best in the world. He was Olympic gold medalist. And a matter of fact, his mom was on my radio show a month or so after the Olympics, John, and I said to her, one of those questions, how did you know whose goal it was? You know, and she said, you know, Dr. Weil, we had ice time at 6:15 in the morning, and Evan, I never had to wake him up. He was always sitting in the car with his gloves on, you know. And I said, what a great answer that is.
Yeah.
As we would start to get into, you know, one of the important topics in my book, Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is youth sports and drugs and the amazing amount of these youngsters, adolescents, who are living on over-the-counter pain medicine to try to continue to participate, to try to keep up, to try to play hurt, and it is a huge problem. We all know what a problem pain pills are in our world, in our sports society, but the idea of over-the-counter starts very, very young in these serious kids. Dr. Weil, don't you understand? If he doesn't take one Advil twice a day, his knees are killing him in tennis, as is a good example. So the overkill, the paying attention like you guys do to a terrific Start Smart, I love that title, for these kids. And it's not that you don't deal with very, very serious groups and clubs and athletes, and I know you do, but paying attention early, you know, makes a big difference. And that's why I always ask individuals like yourself, John, how your sports psychology skills are.
Yeah, I tell you, one of the things we like to tell parents is the idea that, you know, the reason you're the parent is you have to make the tough decision for your child to set an example. A lot of times, you know, they think of sports as a positive, great activity. You know, it's going out and getting exercise. But in life, just like anything, even if it's good, too much of it can be bad. So food, video games, all these decisions that we make for our kids and try to help them with to be healthier, not too much time in front of the television, not too much time in front of the computer or on a, you know, whatever handheld device, you have to do the same thing with sports and say how much is appropriate and understand that and then help them make the decisions. Because, you know, a 10-year-old kid who loves baseball is going to say, yeah, I'll keep playing most of the time, even if I don't feel well. But the parent needs to step in and say, you know, this is too much, and you want to find out how much they love baseball, get them to take a season off, and then you'll really see how much they love it.
Yes, we would all love these kids to play different sports and develop different parts of the body. We recommend it all the time. But another chapter in the book I call the prodigy sports. So if your young son or daughter is a figure skater or a gymnast or a ballet dancer, even a tennis player, sometimes it's, you know, dad, this is what I want to do. Even if I'm 11 or 12 years old, I want to play the one sport. Creates all sorts of challenges. You guys do some major education seminars and programs all over the place, don't you, John?
We do. We do. We do training for professional administrators. So the idea is that the person who is making the decisions on the permitting processes for the fields and the facilities that people end up using, because we have all these parent-run groups that end up running new sports in America, that those people should be the ones that understand those things. So we do train those people, and we have an online program. We do virtual programs, which is what we're doing now with the pandemic, but we also go face-to-face. We have an annual conference for professional administrators to keep up with these things, because we know that the typical mom or dad is, you know, maybe a nurse, a lawyer, a plumber, construction worker, and then they're getting off work and going and coaching these kids. they don't have time to keep up with concussion protocol and to understand overuse injuries and those kinds of things.
Now, so you're involved. So you're very involved with park districts and different types of school-oriented clubs. Who are some of the organizations or the types of organizations that are part of this whole world we're talking about?
Yeah, so, I mean, like I was saying, typically what you'll have is in whatever town in America now, and especially after this is all over, this is what happened in 2008, the parks and recreation budgets get slashed because of all the funding that isn't available anymore. So the parents will pick up the ball, create an organization, or be part of an organization that already exists that is volunteer-based, and they will work with the person who owns the fields. So if it's the Parks and Rec Department, if it's the school system, if it's a Boys and Girls Club, a church group, they have to go to that group and actually ask permission to use the fields because 99 out of 100 times they don't own a field.
John, roughly, I don't want to pin you down. How many kids and just age groups does NAES deal with? Do you have a clue?
Well, we were really focused on the recreational activities. You know, they say there's 20-something million kids playing actively in youth sports, you know. So we're trying to deal with all of them. Generally, we don't deal with those school sports, you know, with those kinds of coaches. We're really recreational.
Yes, but that's a gigantic area that needs and continues to need very, very consistent attention. You know, we all know the school's got this and it's in different levels. So I can't believe the time's flown by here with John Ang, the executive director of the National Alliance of Youth Sports. John, give me the site again. People can find out about all your great stuff.
Really, the NAES.org, National Alliance for Youth Sports. You can Google us, or you can just Google youth sports, and we come up first in most search engines. So you can get there that way.
Fantastic. Thanks so much. John, hold on. We're going to be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doc. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. And I want to welcome back Matt Dahl. Matt is the creator of one of the most innovative pieces of equipment in the world of balance training, stability, called the Sand Dune Stepper. Our listeners might remember Matt. He's been on before. He was one of the supporters of the Sports Doctor a year or two ago when he was first launching this. Excited to have him back. Matt, welcome back to the Sports Doctor.
Good being back on, Dr. Bob.
Now, the balance training, stability work has been around a long, long time. Give us, Matt, some background on how you got creating the sand dune and some of that story.
Well, I had gotten a prototype and the idea and really wasn't sure how well it would work until we took a test person that had actually fallen down a bunch of times with Parkinson's. We got him on it, just had him gently padding, hanging onto a walker for stability. And within about a 2 to 3 week period, he was virtually doing it on his own. So he had started to regain his balance. And within about a month and a half period, he was stopped falling and was totally fine. And then we kind of got a an old friend of mine that had spinal cord damage that was on it that could barely even walk. And this was 8 years after spinal cord damage. And we got him on it within about a three-month period. He did the same thing. So I decided to go into production on it. And it kind of all started out there. But I did it primarily for balance within, for reinstating balance, all that kind of stuff, proprioception.
Yes. You know what's unique? What's unique, and, you know, I've been around the foot-ankle strengthening world for 4 decades, give or take a few weeks. Yeah. I've always labeled it with the famous Bob Guida, instability training. What makes the sand dune unique, you can almost imagine two shoebox-size devices that are filled with a sand-simulating foam material, which creates the same kind of feel on the beach. And everybody knows what it feels like to work those feet on the beach in a innovative ability tilted one side, the other, depending how you stand. So Matt mentions Parkinson's, but on the other extreme, we've seen some of the top athletes in the world because you can strengthen all the muscles in your feet. We call them intrinsic muscles, like gripping with your hands. You know, the famous Bob Guida, Matt, used to say with his athletes, I want to strengthen their feet like Von Cliburn's hand. Now, for those who don't know who he was, Von Cliburn was a very, very famous piano player. So when I came across the sand dune and saw those kinds of features, it was very, very exciting. What kind of material were you able to use, Matt, that could simulate that feel?
Well, it's not just a material. We'll just say everybody kind of knows what memory foam feels like. The thing with memory foam is once you stand on it or lay on it, it's got to actually put itself back into position once you're off it. So we took kind of like a memory foam on steroids, and we had a closed cell. So they're all closed cells. So we've got 300-pound linebackers. As fast as you can run on it, it's pushing back against your feet. So you're getting all the feedback movement there.
It rebounds. So
it
does one thing the sand doesn't do, really, where, you know, it actually creates that rebounding effect. Like you said, that memory foam, again, the ability to strengthen that part of the foot ankle is unique. Every great team over the decades, we would have, you know, if they had access, they would do some exercise, some training on the beach, exercise strengthening on the sand, because it uses everything, doesn't it?
Well, I used to roller skate 20 miles a day, so I've been training my feet for years and years and years, and I used to run on soft sand, which was usually down by the water, which usually was at an angle, which was a little bit weird, or harder sand, which was up away from the water. The one thing is, sand, you always reach a point to where it's not moving anymore against to where you bottom out on it, no matter what it is. You know, unless you're in quicksand, okay? And this, when you get to the bottom, you do not bottom out. So the impact, so your body's acceptance of it is phenomenal. Plus all the neural feedback, and you understand all the neural feedback, and Once you start using, like you said, those intrinsic muscles and the amount of G-force in it, and you push lymphatic fluid out of that area and get everything to fire up, you start creating demand for blood to go all the way down.
Yes, my figure skaters and dancers loved it, and so did many other walkers, whatever. Strictly again to incorporate. What's the website, Matt? Is it that people could find out? Or I know that you have a very active Instagram. Is that the best place for people to go to find out all about?
Yeah, because there's a link. If they're not on Instagram, they can get. Most people will have it or have friends that have it. And the website, they are both sanddunestepper.com and sanddunestepper on Instagram.
Yeah, you have a endless array of young athletes, superstars, whether somebody's sprinting. Now, when you're standing on it even, facing the one in front of you, you could have the heel is slightly elevated.
Oh, yeah, you can
turn
have
it around,
heel or toe. Oh, you mean, yes. Well, one end of it is actually 5% downhill. One end of it is 5% uphill. So all you have to turn around on it, and it's throwing your proprioceptors off, and then you got independent platforms, like you said. So it's always throwing you off 360 degrees.
When did you start making this available? I know Matt, again, sent the Sand Dune last year and a half, to some of the top people in the world of sports medicine. For them to play with, evaluate. When were you first? What's the timing with this with you?
I started about 7 years ago. I started doing physical therapy conferences, state, and then national. And so it got me in a lot of the physical therapy places. When I got on your show, you introduced me to Eric Fiorello on your show, which introduced me to Donnie Thompson. And then Donnie brought it to the Philadelphia Eagles, and by the time the Eagles had it, they started out with 1, went to 5, went to 10. Players started using them in their locker rooms to warm up, and they started using them at home. So you were the one that virtually started most of the actual extreme athletes, from pro basketball players to pro football to pro soccer to rugby to you name it. That's when it started going in that direction. It's still going crazy within physical therapy, and then a lot of the trainers are working with people that have minor injuries that they know or don't know about, so they're compensating, and while they're training them, they want to be able to train them safely and get them to recover from their injuries and get stronger.
Yes,
so.
That's one of the interesting things. You know, when I wrote in my co-author of Hashtag Hey Sports Parents, Sharkey's Artman's a Hall of Fame volleyball player, and she's written 8-9 books, and one of her great books is Age and Empowerment, Empowering Aging. She brought together 10-12 individuals, experts. And my chapter was called Life is a Balancing Act. And besides I was talking about how crucial balance is, regardless of what your age is, regardless of what your sport is. And balance is one of those things, like you mentioned, whether it's Parkinson's or people who might MS have real balanced neurological concerns, is the same piece of equipment that the best athlete in the country could be working out on. And that's it's quite a combination, isn't it?
Yeah, and then you've also got, look, we've got 20 million people in the United States that have neuropathy, whether it's from diabetes or nerve damage from this and that. And virtually, they're not doing anything to try to get them to reconnect with their feet again. And the first thing they do, they're putting them on. I looked at the three major things they recommend is antidepressants, then opiates, and then the third one is gabapentin.
Yes.
So,
neuropathy, which we see a lot in, of course, in podiatry, neuropathy is a loss of sensation where we might be talking about the bottom of the feet. Which can really affect your balance. It also could be extremely uncomfortable, and it's been very difficult to treat. Physical therapy would be involved many times, sometimes chiropractic, acupuncture, medicines, including antidepressants, because it was so difficult. And the ability to physically train these areas a little bit differently even than physical therapy could, because there really wasn't anything that brought in so many fibers and nerve endings in the feet by, like, walking on the beach or walking on the sand dune.
Yeah. Hey, Dr. Bob, I got a great one for you since you're attention sports parents. I've been dealing with a guy for about the last couple weeks I saw on Instagram. My second to last post, he just got a sand dune 2 days ago. He's got two kids that are 3 or 4 years old and one that's five. And he introduced the sand dune stepper to him. They did a post. I reposted it. So it's one of my reposts.
Yeah, they probably love it. You know, they can have fun.
You're going to love these kids.
Some fun.
Because they're trying to get their balancing act together on this thing. They're on medicine balls. They're on trampolines. They're on this and that. They're whacked out on this thing. And he said, it's okay for them because they fall all the time. So they're trying to get their footing. But his video is of three kids all jumping up and down and doing rotations on this and everything else.
Yes. Yeah, we've seen people doing one leg, one foot balance exercises, squatting, looking to move with one foot or two, looking to have weights in one hand. It's endless. And the principle, again, is if we create instability, then every muscle you have, and we used to talk about that on the mini trampolines, where you'd imagine balancing on different areas of the trampoline. And if we put sensors on every muscle you own, they would all light up. And we would want to include working those, you know, those particular sensors and the physical therapy world. We're going to talk more about some of the different areas that you've introduced the sand dune to. Matt Dahl, creator of the Sand Dune Stepper. We will be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. Go to the website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go to radio shows, you can go back years and see who was on, what was their area of expertise, listen to whatever you would like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, you can go through an array of articles on everything. What's the best shoe for your son or daughter? My most popular article, Women in High Heels. Should get them on the sand dune. And other areas, Lower Extremity Review, one of our sponsors, so many different articles we've written for them. Follow me on Twitter. We've got over 30,000. I get a lot of guests from Twitter, authors, doctors, therapists. And a lot of times we talk about different pieces of equipment, different ideas in the world of training. And we're talking to the one that I've been so excited about. We're talking to Matt Dahl. Matt is the creator of the innovative at Sand Dune Stepper, and you can find out a lot about it. We'll have him give that when you go to Instagram. Get so many things on Instagram with so many different athletes and kids using the sand dune. It's just really, really very educational and inspiring. Welcome back, Mac.
Well, welcome back.
You know, when 40 years ago, and I was first involved with the famous kinesiotherapist, Bob Guida, who we would see the Walter Paytons and the John McEnroes and the Jim McMahons. And he always had tremendous regard, again, for the role of the foot, whatever the sport was. He felt it had so much to do with your balance, your speed, your stability. And we had all sorts of different kinds. We did a lot of rubber bands. type exercises that he was so much involved with. Again, the mini trams and whatever. He was one of the first guys I called when I was introduced to the sand dune to let him know how unique I felt this was, to pay attention to what he had been so involved with overall in his career. And I know physical therapy, like you mentioned, Matt, has been very, very excited. Again, the have the Eagles let the secret out, or is it still confined to the team?
No. Actually, Lane Johnson, their top offensive lineman, the year they won the Super Bowl, he actually did a post on Instagram and tagged me on it. So they're pretty good. But we've got the same with a lot of them are opening up. Who's Cleveland Cavaliers head coach? He's got them warming up on the deck while they're playing basketball before he puts those guys in and before the game on the sand dune, and he's let them film them using it.
Yes. So you know, I feature, by the way, everybody, in my book that I co-authored with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, I have a chapter called The Two Essential Exercise Systems. And the two essential exercise systems for whatever your son or daughter's age is, whatever their sport is, whatever their level is, although I would talk about adult athletes too, the two concepts include strengthening the feet and ankles with rubber bands and balance. And we use the sand dune in the pictures of the book, which again, demonstrating all of these different, you know, balance exercises that could be done. Of course, there's no impact. And like you mentioned, you had younger and younger kids. You know, there's a gigantic area today, you're so aware of it, and that is super seniors and prevention of falling, Matt. And Sand Dunes had some interest in that whole area also, hasn't it?
Oh, the falling thing is insane in terms of what happens to the body once you get the neural feedback lit up.
And this is something that should be, again, routinely, when in my article, you know, Life is a Balancing Act, again, I'm talking about, and over the years, we would do tilt boards, again, and mini trampolines and standing on foam. I have a great slide of John McEnroe balancing on a 2-inch piece of foam pad that Guida had him balancing on. And the concept, again, is the same as what we've talked about. And have the capability, along with that kind of instability, where you're also gripping with the toes and getting that rebound kind of feedback, then you are incorporating some different areas. You know, there's a lot of muscles on the bottom of the foot. We call them the intrinsic muscles. There's also lots of muscles that attach into the ankle and the foot. And although you're standing on the sand dune, you're working your core, you're working your butt, you're working your hips and knees. In that regard, also. So have the schools been paying any attention to you, Matt?
Yeah, well, I can usually tell when I get orders in. If the order says .edu, then I know that it's going to a school.
Again, and we've had some of the different physical therapists. I know that you were willing to send to some of the different physical therapy groups, you know, for them to... some of the ones that I have here in my area, I think I have four or five individuals and groups. Achieve Sports Medicine is a good example. Physical that continue to include the sand dune and all of the different kinds of therapies. And it's not, I mean, how much is the sand dune? Isn't it just a couple of $100, $250?
Right around there, $250, $279, and then shipping and handling is all free. So
yes,
it's
extremely reasonable. One of the first places you sent it for me was my home club, Edwards Health and Fitness Center. It's still there. Hopefully they'll reopen. But it's been used a lot in the runners club. And again, a lot of the different physical therapists, you know, including it in. And it's still a real educational challenge, which is why I really, really was excited about having you back, getting involved with you on Instagram. Because, again, getting the word out is a challenge in many ways. And how you doing with that?
Well, one thing I figured out about this is a lot of people who want to walk and run better and again, they train them to try to push your feet together, one foot in front of the other, this and that. This isn't like a treadmill. This forces you to pick your feet up in the air and be comfortable on one foot while you're transferring your balance, because you just can walk on this and get your full therapy just doing that. So you've got to be able to pick your feet up and be comfortable on one foot while you transfer balance, or you're not going to walk correctly.
Now, we've had patients almost exclusively in their socks.
Oh, yeah. Well, exactly. Probably about 20-30% more effective in your socks or bare feet on this thing than having the shoe actually interrupt the neural feedback. And, I've never had shoes on with this thing.
No, I've had zero patients or others I've recommended it to with shoes on. Not that I would say never, but the whole idea with this is great in socks in order to be able to incorporate, again, all of these different areas. And, you know, we're interested in two things in sports medicine, Matt, of course, as you know. Can we prevent injuries? And ankle sprains and injuries are still the number one problem in sports, period. Definitely number one problem. How can we prevent injuries? And for those that segment, how can we enhance performance? And when I would talk to these dancers or skaters about being more explosive, you want to be a step or two quicker, people are listening. You know what I mean? Sometimes when you talk about preventing injury, these kids fall asleep. But when I say you want to jump an inch higher in skates, then they become much, much more attentive. And that's absolutely what we've seen in playing with this thing over this series of time.
Well, we've got a lot of people that have actually that are training for vertical jumping on this. Olympian, the guys that have had minor injuries that have actually increased their vertical jump dramatically off of using this.
Yes, and coming down. Again, friend Bob Guida.
You're not hitting a hard surface at all.
Yes.
It takes a lot of skill to be able to stick a landing, and you know when you stick a landing on this thing because it doesn't move under your feet.
I think exactly, and we would have jump boxes, and he would always be trained. We had a room in Sports Performance Institute where the floor was dug out and with mats to jump down, to decelerate, and to balance. He made such a big deal, and that's like a lot of these athletes are landing on the sand dune. Matt, we're out of time. Give me the information to find out about it quick.
Okay, sanddunestepper.com and on Instagram, Sand Dune Stepper.
Great. Matt Dahl, again, we'll have you back. Thanks so much. Hold on, Matt. We'll be right back, everybody, with the Sports Doctors In segment. Hold on, Matt. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness, right-fit.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. Whirlwind. We are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. This is our Sports Doctors In segment, where we answer a few emails. We talk about a couple of upcoming shows, and we get excited about and talk about my new launching upcoming online program, Hey Sports Parents, the Sports Doctors In. Next week, we have a regenerative sports medicine physician joining us, Dr. Matt Voigt, and then a longtime returning guest, one of the members of my expert team, Kirk Mango. Kirk, the author of Becoming a True Champion, one of my favorite books in the whole world of family sports medicine, an ex-NCAA gymnastics champion himself. Following week, another member and contributor to the book, Katie Davis, RDK Sports Nutrition. We're great to have her back. It's been a while. And then Hillary Loftus with the WOW, an organization dealing with hyperbaric oxygen chambers and the great success they're having with this in the world of concussions. Interesting conversation. Again, the follow-up to my book that I co-authored with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, where we really talked about so many different aspects of youth sports, the fact that there's an epidemic of overuse injuries, the fact that there's so many different opinions in coaching, et cetera, in so many different areas, the mental end, the physical end, the nutrition end, that I decided to launch Hey Sports Parents, the Sports Doctors In. I'll be acting really as a doctor quarterback coach, where I will be answering inquiries from sports parents or coaches or athletes, whatever the question happens to be in whatever area. And then when indicated, referred to or reference some of the different 20-something experts that have joined me in areas, all areas of youth sports. And we're very excited to have put together this group of individuals. I'll mention a few here. Hopefully I won't forget any. One of my longest colleagues in the world of sports medicine, Mike Andrews. Mike used to train some of these young skaters initially. Now he trains their parents. He's a part of the whole Right Fit world with Suzanne Gray. But his new scenario, Restore Fit. Dr. Denise McDermott, the adult child psychiatrist, holistic psychiatrist, contributed to my book. By the way, everybody on this team of experts have been radio guests. Katie Davis joining us next week. Dr. Horowitz, he's the founder of Team Safe Sports. Gordon McClelland, the founder of Working with Parents in Sports in England. Sheila Thielen, the president of Vestibular Training, is a champion figure skating coach, as is Kim Ryan with Spinergy. Both these ladies are very involved in the world of spinning, not only in figure skating, but in training. John Hermata, a long-term colleague in the world of figure skating boot fitting. John was the author of Anatomy of a Figure Skating Injury that I contributed to. Natalie Graves, a social worker specializing in the world of youth sports. Suzanne Gray, she's the founder of Right Fit Sports Fitness. Ian Goldberg, founder and CEO of iSport 360. That whole connection of parents and coaches and communication. Rob Andrews, one of the country's leading mental training experts with the Institute of Sports Performance. John Eng, executive director of the National Alliance of Youth Sports, was my guest today. Kurt Mango, the author of Becoming a True Champion. Mike McAleese, holistic massage reflexology. Jill Lane, she's Fueling Champions, sports nutrition. Dr. Karen Sutton is the team physician, U.S. women's lacrosse, orthopedic surgeon. Rich Dubin, the publisher of the exciting MVP Parent magazine, Keep Your Young Athlete in the Game. He's also the publisher of Lower Extremity Review. Michael Klein, financial expert, the dollars and cents side of youth sports, a big deal. Gary Reinl, trainer of champions, author of Iced, the illusionary treatment option. My exciting team that will be joining me when called upon. And as the quarterback, people who get involved in the program, besides just that initial free consultation, we'll have a few different phone calls and follow up on whatever the goal is of that those parents, whether their son or daughter is the best athlete in the country, whether they're a skater, a gymnast, a hockey player, or a football player, whatever their age and level is, we will be able to give some great advice in this labyrinth of challenges in the world of youth sports. Let's see if we have a few emails here. Angie, soccer and baseball, why so many heel problems in kids? You know, Angie, the main answer is there's a large growth center on the bottom and the back of the heel. It doesn't really come together till 13, 14, 15 years old, depends on the kid, and it can be easily aggravated, especially when there's cleats and when we're talking running, jumping sports. So if you have a child who's had persistent problems, you really want to see podiatry. Orthotics can be extremely helpful because many times foot mechanics, flat feet, high arches are very involved in perpetuating the problem. If it's something that's only been, never happened before, get your kid out of the cleats, and you might have to back off with some running, jumping. You know, when we talk about these aggressive schedules, sometimes we need what's called intelligent rest. Paul says, you know, you mentioned the epidemic of overuse injuries. Yes, that's one of the biggest reasons I co-authored the book, Hashtag A Sports Parents, is the overuse injuries, two categories, acute injuries, they just happened. Gee, I sprained my ankle. Boy, I twisted my knee, just happened. Overuse injuries, you know, I don't know when it started. My son's feet started bothering him, et cetera. And many times we're talking about the terrible twos. There's too much activity, too aggressive, too soon, too much progression, where we start to see things are hurting. You know, her knees are hurting her. She's playing volleyball four times a week, so much jumping. He's playing lots of tennis. He's 12 years old. He's growing. Why are his ankles always bothering him? And then we start paying attention to everything from what's the shoe in, that they're in, what's their foot mechanics. Again, foot mechanics, foot type is inherited very commonly. Gee, she's got bunions and hammer toes just like her mother and grandmother. Gee, this young boy is bow-legged and high-arched just like his father and grandfather. So you want to look at that history. Again, it's a big point. If your son or daughter has persistent problems, pay attention to foot mechanics. Jerry says, I'm 50 years old. I love jogging. I've been plagued on and off with runner's knee. Should I really be looking at foot supports? Jerry, you sure should. You should combine, ideally, orthotics, which are custom devices for foot ankle positioning, along with strengthening and physical therapy. Those two things, even an over-the-counter support, can be helpful. Make sure your shoes aren't worn out. Replace them if necessary. See podiatry. Sometimes we use a band, a knee band. But you want a physical therapy, foot support or orthotics is the big-time answer to runner's knee. We're out of time. Thanks, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor live from Chicago. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. Stay safe. Be informed. See you next week.